What's up, everybody? Josh at Evoke Bike, and we're talking cyclocross tactics. Yeah, cross is hard, but there are some tactics involved. And if you find yourself in a situation out on the course where you're riding with a pack, having some tips or some tricks up your sleeve can really help you to get that win or to get a couple places higher to improve your cross results points. So yeah, let's go through a few things. We're going to talk about some individual tactics and some team tactics, which the team you see more in the pro fields for the men and women. But yeah, every once in a while you'll go to a race and there'll be a couple local guys there with their team, and yeah, they can be throwing some attacks at you and you can find out some ways to respond and to work with that. So individual, have a plan. Are you starting on the front row? Are you going for the whole shot? Have you done your race stalking and you know who you should be watching? Did you do your pre-ride and you know you have your sections dialed in? Do you know what sections maybe you want to be first in because you're struggling with them, or what sections that you know you're riding better than everyone else? And you can kind of develop those things as the race goes on too, and you'll see maybe there's some parts where people are struggling or you are not. So maybe you want to be first in those to make people have to close gaps. So yeah, have a plan and adjust your plan. I think I did a video on that about having a plan and adjusting it as the race goes on, as conditions change. Maybe the guy you've been riding with crashed, or maybe you crashed and now you have to improvise. So the more races you do, the more you'll learn, the better you will get at this. So yeah, but having a plan is always great to kind of have some groundwork for what you can work off of. So in your pre-ride, watch the pre-ride video on YouTube, on the Evoke YouTube page. Know where those pinch points are on that first lap. Where is it going to slow down? And you definitely don't want to be last into those pinch points, but say you make a mistake. So maybe you practice running those pinch points, or if you want to really, you know, go crazy and make sure you're first into that pinch point so you don't have to worry about it. But know where those points are. This is a good segue into racing at the front. If you're unsure about a section, like I mentioned before, be at the front. There's always turns in certain courses or certain sections where I'm unsure of, like, I don't know, I don't feel super confident, I never really nailed it in pre-ride. So given the opportunity in a race, I will move up. I'll be the first into that section because then people have to ride at my pace. And if you're at the front of the group, then you don't have to worry about, you know, someone else messing up in front of you. And if someone comes around you, you can react. If you're at the back of the group and someone makes a mistake, then you have to recover from that. Or if you crash, then you have to catch up to them. So when in doubt, riding at the front is always better. It's different from road riding in that you don't want to be in the wind in the road. You know, there definitely are sections of cross courses where maybe it's a power section and being in a group can really benefit you. I was at a race this past weekend where there was this long power section, and you know, I very politely in the group I was in kind of slid to the back and let everyone else work on the front. Nobody said anything to me, so maybe there should have been some guys yelling at me. But yeah, so use that to your advantage if in given those situations. But being at the front for the most part in cross is always an advantage, because you can ride your own race, ride your own pace, pick your own lines, react to the changes in the course, see what's coming in front of you. There's a huge advantage there. Making the hard parts hard. Yeah, cross is already hard, so how are you gonna make it even harder? But yeah, sprinting out of every turn. The higher categories will definitely be doing this. If there's a short uphill, they're gonna be drilling it. You want to make the race, you want to play into your strengths. If you are good at these punchy climbs, then make it even harder. Keep drilling this. You want to break your competitors. And I mean that, like, I don't mean this like physically, like harm anyone. But what I'm saying is you want to wear them down. Make it hard. And then recover on the technical bits. Be smooth there. There's speed limits on the course for sure. You can't go hard the entire time. So find those sections that are hard, make them even harder. If they're hard on you, then they're hard on everyone else as well. And on those other technical bits where there's a speed limit, like, know your limits there. You want to keep your momentum, you want to recover. But yeah, don't try to, you know, go nuts the entire race, because you're just going to burn yourself out there. And if you find yourself in a group, then move up in that group. Or if you're bridging to a group, maybe you had a mistake, maybe you have a mechanical, and then you have to, you know, burn a match to get up to this group, and you know, you're in fifth place of this five-person group. move up. It's different from in road, whereas in road you can bridge up to the group or get back to the group, and then you can kind of sit on or cover and have a drink and have a gel. In cross, they're gonna attack you, you know, and then you're also at the, again, you're not at the front, so if someone makes a mistake, you could burn that mash to get up just to have the guy in front of you or the gal in front of you, you know, take a digger, and then you're back in that same situation again. So always be thinking about putting yourself in a good situation. Move up. Maybe you don't want to be on the front. Maybe you want to be, you know, second wheel. Certain courses, it is course specific. Like I said, if there's a power section, or maybe it's super technical and you're a really technical rider, so you want to just breeze right by all of these people and be on the front. So yeah, just keep thinking about that. Don't get spit out the back. And getting there is only half the battle. Get within that group or to the front of the group. Okay, so let's see. Now later on in the race, and you're going for the win, or maybe you're going for the podium, or maybe you're just trying to beat you were pegged for 12th place on cross results and you want to get 11th place. Pick your spot to attack. Coming around someone at the end on the sprint, it doesn't usually happen. If you watch the pro races, you see people usually roll in one at a time, you know, even at your local, you know, elite races or whatever, you, all the categories, it's very rare that it's a bunch of 10 guys or 10 girls going into the line together. It's spread out. And so find those sections on the course where, like, okay, hey, this is where I need to be. This is a decisive part of the course. I want to be first here, because if I can just go, you know, reasonably hard from here into the finish, no one can really come around me. Find those points on the course, and you'll get better at that as you race more and as you watch, you know, racers who have been doing this longer than you. See where they move up. See how they say, this is sitting on the back the whole time, and he's moved up, and then he won it at the end. That's smart racing. And then also maybe pick a spot where you're stronger. Like I said, throughout the course, maybe you're the pack you're riding with, you're seeing that these people around you are struggling with, you know, going through the barriers, or like there's this sand running section and this guy is trying to ride at every lap and he keeps holding us all up. I want to be first into it so I can get around this guy. Then being first into the sprint. Say you make your move and someone still gets on your wheel. You don't want to sit on, I don't say never, but very rarely do you want to be second wheel going into the sprint, thinking like, I'm just going to be in the draft and come around. It's always better in cross to be that first person going into the sprint. You want to go into that last turn, take your own line, and then open it up. Again, it is course dependent. I know at like races I've done, like DCCX, where it's a right-hand turn onto a long tarmac stretch. So I've been third wheel there and come around some guys that I was with. But I think that's kind of the exception to the rule there. Most races you want to kind of have the race, you know, packed away and finished before you get to the tarmac for the finish. And then on that last lap, if all else fails, sometimes you have to risk the loss to take the win. Maybe things just aren't going the way you want. Don't dive bomb anyone. You know, don't take any, you know, dramatic risks to have any bodily harm. But maybe you gotta, you know, rail a turn a little bit faster if you're really going for this win. Because it's all about keeping that momentum. So just know that. But be careful out there. Okay, so team tactics. Again, you'll see this more in the pro races. But maybe I'm thinking of the Powell's Sausen Bingle team, the men's team. They have a women's team as well, but you'll see this more with the men's team, where it'll be a group of five out front. You know, that'll be the front group, and there'll be three guys from that team on it, the Sauces, as they call them, in the red jerseys. And they'll send one guy, you know, up front, and then they'll make whoever is in the pack who's obviously not on the team, they'll make them do the pace setting. Or maybe they'll send a guy, and then maybe they'll go a little easy into the next couple of turns and let that gap open. And then maybe they'll bridge up to that guy. So there definitely are team tactics. And I have seen this in some local races where there's some couple guys in the local team, and maybe they let up, or maybe it's just a mistake. You know, maybe they're not doing it on purpose, and someone takes a digger in one of the turns, and then they got a teammate up the road with somebody else, or maybe the teammate's solo, and they're not going to help you. You know, like there's a long power section, and you're throwing the elbow, and you're like, hey, man, like, oh, you got to come around, and nope, they're not going to have it. It's road tactics, you know? It can be very similar to road in that case. So just be aware of that it's kind of a bummer, and maybe you're going to have to attack. Maybe you got to just fight for second place, you know, like don't let these people just sit on you, but be aware of that. and have a plan, you know, and you'll develop more tools in your tool belt as you race more. But yeah, I think this is a good starting point for some things to think about. If you have some other ideas, hit me up, Josh at evoke.bike. Get on the Discord. Let's talk cross tactics. Cross season is here. This is awesome. And let's win some races. All right. See y'all. Bye.